Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back. Droid Life Show today, episode 257. It is Friday, September 3rd. I'm your host, Kellen, with Tim. Tim, say hi.
Hello, everyone. Tim here. Thanks for having me, Kellen.
This is very serious. It's the most serious I think the show has ever been. That 3 seconds of words there. Welcome back. It's been a while since we've been off the air. A lot of stuff has happened. Samsung did their thing. Samsung announced Fold 3, Flip 3, a couple of watches. They announced an Android 12 beta at some point soon, probably before the end of the month. So a lot's happened there. There's also Pixel 6 news, Fossil Gen 6, if anyone cares. So there's been a lot of stuff. And now the summer's wrapping up. Yeah, it's been a while. So anyway, it's good to be back, and we can finally talk, you know, all the new Samsungs. Like, we actually have all of the new Samsung stuff now. That's, like, partly why we haven't done a show. I mean, like, we both took vacations. We also just didn't have devices for a little while. Now we have it all. But it didn't really make sense to be like, let's talk about the Fold 3 when we didn't even have one. We do. We both do. And you have a couple of phones. You even have a Flip 3 sitting there, I assume. So...
I got a flipper
phone. So we'll talk about all that stuff. And then at the end of the show, we'll do trivia. We haven't forgotten about trivia. Trivia is back. 5 questions, 5 winners. And we're just going to give everyone $10 of Google Play credit today. Make it easy. Do you want to give them a hint on what they can expect?
Yeah, today's trivia sort of... You know, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. The topic today is HTC, a company we don't talk about too much on the site anymore, but figure no, wanted to show HTC some love. I know they're still out there kicking. So shout out to HTC. What's up?
They technically are, huh?
HTC employee, how are you doing today? Yeah.
The one guy, like, still working on Vive, he's like, yeah. People, he's like, VR, I swear.
I know.
He's like trying on hardware by himself in a room. I feel like that's kind of the situation with Vive anyway. It's always just some dude in a room by himself watching VR.
Well, I mean, that is sort of like the VR life, right? Because you can't do it together with someone in the room. A very solo activity.
It is.
So
yes,
it's a really it's a sad existence being a VR fan. I don't know.
I was there for a little while. And I really was just me in my office just VRing. So
let's come back to VR, because I've actually been thinking about picking up one of those Oculus Discovery. Yeah, like, just because, like, some of the games look kind of cool. There's, like, a Jurassic Park game that looks kind of sick. Like, it just looks like it's getting better.
Well, and that VR is much more accessible, and you don't need... Like, I still have, like, right up here, I have one of those, like, laser-mounted things that the HTC Vive requires, whereas that thing you're talking about, the Oculus... It doesn't, but it still gives you, and so you can just kind of use it wherever. I'm with you. That thing looks cool.
And I'm sure the kids would love it. Looks cool. So,
yeah.
Expensive, yeah, $300.
Oh, I thought it was like $500. That doesn't seem too bad. Or maybe there's like a couple versions, right? Like one, like you can double the storage.
I think you're right. And then I think you have to, like, you know, there's accessories you probably have to get for certain things. I don't know. I'll check it out, though. I'll let you know, maybe.
Probably. Jax says audio is a little off, refresh or something. I don't know if anyone else is having audio issues, let us know. Okay, anyway, enough VR talk. So the big story of right now is all of Samsung's new stuff. So Fold 3, you have the Flip. Green one, and Flip, do you have the green one of this, right?
I do have the green one. Of course, it's downstairs. I haven't been using it, so it's kind of sitting on the table.
Oh yeah, it's my couch phone. It is a couch phone. Yeah, so I feel like this, maybe the Fold is the one people want to talk the most about, or is the Flip the one that people want to talk the most about?
Well, let us know. People in the chat, do you want us to talk about Fold first or Flip first? You have 10 seconds to respond.
10 seconds. Oh, Fold, Clinton says. Okay.
Okay, one vote for Fold. Flip. Nice, Don. What's up? Don knows what's up. Ooh. Oh, God, it's tied. Okay, 3-2. 4-2. Flop. Fold. All right, talk about the Fold first.
Okay, we'll talk about the Fold first. All right, so Galaxy Z Fold 3, it is And I've already forgotten like all the stuff about it. It's $1,800, right? $1,800 for this bad boy? Or is it $1,799?
$1,799.
Okay. So $1,799 for this bad boy. All the specs. I don't think we're missing anything in here. They added some water resistance. The front display is 120 hertz now. By the way, the front display on this thing, for some reason to me, just looks smoother than any display I've ever used in my life. Like the inside one is 120 and it looks great, but the cover display on this thing just seems stupid smooth. I don't know what it is about it, but there's something about the way it looks to my eye. Anyway, so we got 120 hertz everywhere. We got water resistance. We got Snapdragon 888s. We got 256 gig storage on the base model. We got the triple cameras. We got One UI 3.1.1, the latest there, although that's rolled out to others. You got the side fingerprint reader. I believe it's supposed to be lighter than last year's Fold 2, but I couldn't tell you if it is. It's still a heavy, clunky-ass phone. You know, there's... what is there to say? As far as, like, those improvements... again, the cover display is one of those things we wanted last year. The water resistance gives you, you know, a little more comfort there and just setting it down places. Although there's no dust resistance, so definitely still don't take it to the beach or whatever. I can't imagine people taking a foldable to the beach anyway, but definitely still don't do that or drop it in a sandbox or whatever. But there is some water resistance. It looks slightly different.
I can't help that I... you know, can afford an $1,800 device in my house just happens to be in Malibu on the beach. All right. So don't tell me what I can and can't do with my foldable.
Did you guys know that Tim moved to Malibu? He lives in a beach house. Yeah. I mean, like we'll have reviews shortly, like hopefully next week we'll be dropping reviews on this and the flip. But I think like after, like I got this, I don't know, a week or so ago, it's a week ago. This is a really nice phone. It there's a lot to like here, but this is just going to sound weird because like I was such a fan of the Fold 2 last year. I was like, it's the ultimate. We called it the ultimate couch phone. And this is, you know, it clips that as the ultimate couch phone. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is now, and maybe this is because like at one point this pandemic we're living through was like winding down, and last year was like full on and we were just trapped at home, and now we're like trying to be more comfortable and do things. Whereas like this just feels too heavy and big now, and I don't really want to sit on my couch anymore after doing that for a year and a half. I want to go do things, and this isn't really a mobile device. Like this thing in the shorts and the pants, using it, walking around, it's just really, really heavy and clunky. So this thing is awesome. I don't have like complaints about performance and the way it looks and all the features and all that stuff. It's just like for me personally, I don't think I would stick with this guy. Like after I review this, I don't think I'm going to keep using it because I just want to like run around the town and still avoid everyone, but at least run around the town. And I can't really do that with this thing.
I pretty much agree with everything you said, especially when it comes to the pandemic and how like I was acting last year where I was like, well, I mean, I'll be home. So it was a great phone for that. Now with that, I want to say it's winding down, but at the same time, it's like ramping up. I have no idea what's going on with like,
I don't know either. All that it's stuff. Awful.
So there's all that. I know for myself personally, I'm trying to be more active and run, which is like crazy for me. And I can't take the Z Fold 3 out for a run. Like, no way. That thing be freaking flopping around in my freaking pockets. So on a non-personal level, I think the phone is great for what it is. I did play with it for a little bit because I had the Fold 3 before I got the Flip 3. And it's pretty much just as good as the Z Fold 2 is. It's essentially the same device. They simply just updated a few things. They added the water resistance. They added the 120 hertz display on the front, on the cover display. So things like that, like they upgraded it. And then not only that, but they dropped the price. So if you were looking, if this was going to be your first Fold, I'd say, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Get on it. And, you know, especially with the way Samsung does their trade-in devices, you could get the device for as low as like $1,000. So that was not necessarily like a bad thing. Someone was asking in comparison to someone else, if we thought this generation of foldables, if we would start recommending them to the average everyday person. I think it really still depends on the person, right? They got this new, they got the S Pen for it now. Which only works on the main display, not the cover display.
It doesn't even work on the cover display.
So odd. So yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like, if you're going back to school, if you're like a really rich college student, mommy and daddy got you into Harvard, then why not pick up the Fold? You can take your little freaking notes. It's a sweet little device. Would I get this over, say, like the Microsoft Surface Duo? Absolutely. Every day of the week. Yeah. This thing is going to have software support from Samsung for years to come. It's going to have all the latest One UI features because it's a foldable. And then not only that, it's going to have additional One UI features because it is a foldable. So they're sweet devices. Yeah, they're expensive. But if you can afford them and that's the type of device you want, then absolutely go for it. It's a great device. It has water resistance. I mean, these things used to be like, I used to be afraid to use it, like take it to the bathroom with me, because you never know what's going to happen in a bathroom. You could have an exploder. But nah, man, like now it's whatever. I can like use.
It kind of feels like a normal phone.
It does. You can almost use it like a normal phone. Yeah. And that's been great, especially when you're talking nearly $2,000 for the device. So definitely, while you and me personally may be getting a little bored with the foldables, that's because it's the third generation and we've been on it. If you're new to the foldable game, there hasn't been a better time to get into the foldable game. So yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I just like, I've tried to use it on a full-time basis since I got it, because we're trying to ramp up to review it and all that stuff. And I'm not going to lie, it's been hard because, as you just mentioned, staying active and things like that, it's not an active device. So it's kind of a device for somebody who maybe isn't that active, or this is going to sound really awful because it's an $1,800 device, but like it's a good secondary device, but then you might as well just get a tablet. So it is I don't want to say it's like coming at the worst time, because the original Fold came pre-pandemic. And so like, but that one was just fragile. It's kind of a weird phone to talk about, but like, I'm trying to think, if we weren't in a pandemic at all and this thing came out, I don't think I would even consider it, but I've used it though. That's the other thing, is a lot of people haven't touched it and used it and they don't know. And they might grab it and be like, this is the greatest thing ever, and I don't know what you're talking about, and I can bring it everywhere with me and put it in my purse and whatever. But if you're kind of like trying to live a little bit of an active lifestyle after the year and a half of not doing much, it's not meant for that. But if you're sitting at home, if you're in an office setting again, if you are in public transit a lot or something, like where you'd be sitting using your device constantly, you kind of can't beat it, because you still do have the mini tablet and the cover. So, but yeah, so I'm with you. For me personally, it doesn't really work. But I don't, other than that, I don't have many complaints about it. I mean, the cameras are pretty solid. The displays look stupid good. Battery life. I haven't had great battery life. Mm. So I will say that. But I've been having some battery life issues anyway with a number of phones, because I've got some apps that suck. But I haven't noticed battery life being great. And I saw somebody at least mention that in the chat, I think. So that would be a concern. But other than that, I mean, there's just so much cool stuff going on there. And it does feel for the first time like you don't have to worry so much, which is a big deal. And then if you like were a note person, like you do have this S Pen, and the functionality is all there on the inside that you want. This isn't Bluetooth, so you can't do the remote stuff to it, but you can draw and write, and it's got like a softer tip on it to protect the screen and stuff. It's fine. I don't know that I would tell anyone to buy it. What does this thing cost? Like $30? It's got like limited functionality. Again, because you can't use this on the cover display. It only works on the inside display. So, you know.
It's terrible implementation. The fact that, I mean, there's nowhere to put the pen. It's like a totally secondary device.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't like stick to it or anything. It's not like magnetic. It just, you have to like just carry it. I know there's like an awful case, I think, for it that you can probably like stick this. Come on, man. You can't put a case on the phone that's this big and heavy. And anyway, so there's nothing I necessarily dislike about the Fold 3. It's a really, really cool, nice phone, and they've improved it in all the ways we needed them to. My issue is just that, like, it's been difficult to use. If I want to leave the house, I just kind of go, do I want to throw this one in the pocket, or do I just want to grab a normal light phone? I'm still using the stupid Pixel 5, by the way, because nothing else will Yeah, I mean, still using the stupid Pixel 5. I mean, I like Android 12 too, but this phone's like light and a great size, and it's like just fun to use.
It's so funny. Like, I hate the Pixel 5, but it's the phone I use every day. Yeah. I just like.
And I have an S21 right there. I could use an S21. I don't. I have a OnePlus 9 Pro. I use just this Pixel 5. Maybe that's also why this cover display looks so smooth. It's because the Pixel 5 is like barely 90 hertz. Like, I swear the Pixel 5 display is more like 75 hertz. Yeah. It doesn't really look that smooth. And then you go to 120 and you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope everyone's enjoying them if they bought a Fold 3. Mm-hmm. I hope you don't take this as me like knocking the phone, because I think this is a really, really great device. It's just at this weird time where I want to just be out doing more stuff outdoors and outside and moving around. And this just kind of doesn't really work for that. But other than that, I don't really have any complaints.
Yeah.
But the phone you're testing, though, I don't think I told you this, but I did put in an order for one finally, because I just need to experience it's kind of like the mobile version of this, of the Fold 3. It's like the smaller one. I know there's not really a cover display, but it's like the small version. And so I'm actually dying to know what you think, because mine, like, I ordered it and it's like they're all delayed now because they're like sold out. And I think I got a shipping notice, but it's still going to be several days now. Anyway, so yeah, I'm actually dying to know about the Flip 3, just because the size.
Flip 3, it's nice. It feels a lot better than the first one did. I didn't play with the Galaxy Z Flip 5G, which was technically like the second gen, but it wasn't the second gen.
It was the same thing, right? 5G.
Yeah. So overall, device is nice. Battery life for 3,300 milliamp hour battery is good. Definitely gets me through a full day. Haven't really had much of a battery issue. Size is a little weird, right? Because obviously when it's folded up, it's nice and compact. However, in the pocket, it does get a little thick, similar to how a Galaxy Z Fold 3 would be or anything like that, except it's half the size, basically. When unfolded or when flipped open, it's a little tall. It's a little like I find myself doing a lot of like the kind of gesture stuff and even going down into one-handed mode sometimes, just because I hate reaching for things with my thumb.
How big is the display again? So I've forgotten everything.
6.7 inch, and it's full HD, 120 hertz. It's a very nice display. My main concerns with the phone have been the cameras. The cameras are not good at all.
Okay, I was worried about that. Damn it.
Yeah, the expose, they probably need like some type of software tweak, because it just overexposes everything, which I'm sure they could fix. But for right now, it's not optimal. If you're like shooting in a sunny condition, which it has been here in the Portland area for some time now, it's rough. Other than my experience with the camera, I know everyone's going to be like, what are you talking about? Like,
I think the camera's great, Tim.
I know. Tim, you're an idiot. Other than that, you know, it's been nice. What sucks is having been on the Pixel 5, and I don't care about the Pixel 5. What I do care about is Android 12. Yeah. I have absolutely fallen in love with Android 12. And going back to Android 11 with One UI on top is like, oh, my Lord. It's like a time machine, man. Like, Google has done so much good with Android 12 that it's tough. You know, other than that, great little device. The speakers are good. Like I said, the battery's been all right. I mean, is there anything else you might want to know? I mean, it's just such.
Well, is the cover display useful at all?
No, not at all. Okay. No,
it really is. Like, it gives you the information. It's just like the razor where you're like, okay, thanks for telling me. Now I have to flip this damn thing open, right?
Exactly. And like, I can't. You can double click. Let's say if you have Gmails and multiple come in, you can tap on that, and then you can literally like go through an email. It's fine. And then you can click open app and literally open the phone and continue what you're doing from the cover. However, it's not very useful. You can't read a ton. It's a pretty small display. The widgets that you can add to it are, I would not say pointless, but they're not very helpful. You can only add a few. Like, for doing quick things like music controls and all that, quickly accessible, that's nice. But, I mean, it's a flip phone. I'm not too, like, if the cover display like actually took up like a large portion of the screen or of the hardware, that would be cool, but
that's really what they needed to do. Yeah, but then they probably wouldn't have room for cameras and stuff. Yeah,
exactly. There's like a lot of like little things like that.
Yeah, and I have this feeling that I'm just gonna not want to use it. Like, I'm gonna have it for like a day and go, okay, this sucks. And I think the reason I want to try it is because I just want a compact version of a folding phone again, just to try. Because my only experience with one, because I didn't use the Z Flip at all. So my only experience is with the Razr, which I absolutely destroyed and shat all over on levels I haven't done before. So I just kind of want to, like, you know, try it again. And I am worried that it's going to be awful. So that's unfortunate. That sucks that the cameras are bad. I expected the little display down there to not do much. I guess I was just hoping, like, oh, I'll get a notification, I'll flip it up. Is it easy to flip? Because one of my issues with the Razr was, like, you couldn't flip the thing open with one hand. You had to, like, crank it with two. You can kind of do it with one hand. You can. Kinda.
And, like, you know, when it comes to, like, I don't know. Remember back in the on the first one, they were like, oh, don't do that, you might scratch it. Like, I don't care. Whatever. thanks, AT&T, for the device. I'm definitely treating it carefully. It's just like, dude, I mean, you want to use the phone how you would use it, right? So real quick, I have to. Mario says, what are you talking about? The camera is really good. Oh, my God. Mario, like, in some instances, it's fine. But if you go to a very bright, like, location, you're going to have some overexposed shots. And that's all I'm saying. It's fine. It's just, like, it's not great in every scenario. That's all, man. It's not a personal attack. other than that, Dawn in the chat says, I can flip with one hand, but I don't baby anything except the dog. Dawn.
The Chewini.
Shout out to the Chewini. But so overall, you know, I'll have my review up early next week. I'm going to try and just be done with it because I just don't want to flip my phones anymore. I'm just like ready to go back to Android 12. Honestly, that's all it really comes down to. What I will say is I love these phones, this phone and the Z Fold 3. I love knocking people's socks off. So when I can pull this thing out at the store and pay with it or something, they're like, oh, is that one of those flip phones? Because Samsung has done a great job at advertising this phone in particular. Everyone's like, oh, is that the flip phone? And I go, yeah, it's the flip phone. You know, I give them the old flipperoo. Yeah. And they're like, man, that's cool. And I said, it's no big deal.
No big deal, man. Let me get my other foldable out too, though.
Exactly. I'm flipping and I'm folding. It's really quite nice. So I think you're going to use it for a day or two and just be over it personally. Damn it. Sorry.
I mean, I sort of figured that anyway. And also because of, like you just said, with Android 12. And then we know the Pixel 6 is coming soon. I knew I wouldn't be using it for long, but I feel like I gotta, like, there's just something about I gotta get it in hand to just mess with. All right, well, that sucks. Thanks for ruining my weekend before I even get the thing.
Yeah, sorry. Nick Fisher says, I've already gotten a few comments about my fold from people at my job and a Trader Joe's cashier. And nice. Dude, like, yeah, Mackinac, the Trader Joe's cashier, is like primary freaking target number one. So if you can if you can do that and you get her talking to you and you don't have to initiate conversation, that's always good. So congrats, man. Keep it up.
Love that. All right. Before we get into Watch 4 stuff, we had a couple donations. Sarah Washington dropped $1 a little while ago. Thank you, Sarah, for the $1.
Then Maj
Hates All said, hey guys, I live in Oregon now. Yay. That being said, I wish the battery life and cameras would have been improved, especially on the Fold 3 for the price, and gave $5. Appreciate that, Maj.
Thank you, Maj.
Welcome to Oregon, number one. Hopefully you have air conditioning because you need it now when you live here. And yes, I would agree that I wish the battery life was better. I think the camera's been okay, but I haven't, to be honest, taken a ton of pictures with the cameras. So yeah. Any final thoughts on Fold 3, Flip 3 before we move into the watches, the big stuff, the watch talk? And we're not limiting the watch talk today. No. Damn it.
No, today is. Well, we're getting close to our full reviews. So I think if you have any more questions, feel free to shoot them to us on Twitter at Timotato or at I am Kellex. And yeah, my man's freaking verified. I just realized you're verified on Twitter like the other week. And apparently it's been like that for a while.
You know, just don't need to make a big deal out of these things. See, when you're verified, you're just verified. That's how it works sometimes.
Yeah, man. Well, I love, like, as soon as you get verified, like, weird accounts start following you. Because, like, it was weird. I had, like,
I don't even know. Yeah.
Influx of followers after I got verified. Like, oh,
he's verified. Is there, like, a verified list that people just watch? And they're like, oh, I got to follow that guy. Well, because I don't know every that happened
verified
to me,
account but... gets followed by the verified account.
Oh,
yeah. So I think they might probably bots or something like that.
That makes sense.
Before we get into watch talk, Big Bomb Dono Don shot us $25. No Big comment. Bomb, he just he's in and out.
He's flipping. He probably did that from his cover display while he's petting the Chewini. Big Bomb Dono Don, I appreciate the $25. And jeez Louise, man. Thank you.
Oh my God, verified, like, so cool. Dude, don't be jealous. Hate the player, don't hate the player, hate the game. Thank you very much.
Verified. All right. And we're not yeah, thanks, Don. No, we're not. So, watch talk time. So, Galaxy Watch 4 and Watch 4 Classic. We did have these quite early, and full reviews are up. Tim wrote up Watch 4, and you had the 40 millimeter version of that, and I had the Watch Classic, the 42 millimeter. So, for review units, we went with the smaller ones because neither of us like giant, huge watches. And then after the reviews, I picked up a 44 mil regular watch 4, which is what this is. I have not worn the 46 mil classic, but I'm assuming that thing is ginormous and I would not like it. So I think I have the classic in a box. I don't know where it is actually.
I know what I was going on there. He disappeared.
Yeah, no, I was looking for the, there it is. Hold on.
That's fine.
There it is. Watch 4 Classic in the box. It's nice. Going back to Samsung. That's why. So let's see. Where do we go with this? This was like the story, almost a bigger story than the Fold 3 and Flip 3. Because was Samsung and Google. We're coming together again. We're creating the unified wearable platform that Samsung doesn't want to call Wear OS, even though it's just Wear OS 3. And they put their One UI on top of it. And they won't let anyone else have Wear OS 3. It's only Samsung. Everyone else is screwed for like a year. And so, you know, we were so curious, like, what this would mean. Like, what would it look like? And it looks like Samsung's Tizen. it looks like the Tizen, but then you just happen to have Google Play. So you have the Google apps that you didn't have on Tizen and whatever other apps are on Google Play's Wear OS versus the Tizen Galaxy App Store, which had nothing. So, to be honest, it just kind of reminds me of Samsung watches. You just have Google Play. Like, I feel like that's the best way to describe the experience. I don't know that there are these massive changes to Wear OS in this that we can like really, really share with you that you would note. Like, if you've used Wear OS for a while, and you went to this, you would think it's very different. You would go, well, the notifications are over here to the left, and there's like an app drawer now that you swipe down and all those things. But a lot of that stuff was already on Samsung's watches. So these just function like Samsung watch. So I think the software is fine. But yeah, it just kind of reminds me of Samsung stuff. That said, you and I tested the smaller versions, and I thought battery life was pretty bad on the small classic I tested. And since I've switched to this bigger one, which has like 120 milliamp hour bigger battery than the small one, battery life's really, really good. So in my review, I said, don't buy the small ones, even though they fit nicer on your wrist. Go with the bigger ones just because the battery will last longer. But, you know, they have all these fancy health things and sensors, and you can run an ECG if you have a Samsung phone, Samsung health tie in here. You can, you know, blood oxygen and your heart rate and track all your fitness stuff. And also it's definitely like a fitness focused device. As far as the Wear OS stuff, I mean, it's still like you get notifications and you can respond, and now you just have Google Maps if you want, but you can load up Google Messages if you don't use Samsung Messages, and you can put Google Fit on there, but the experience there is a little limited. You know, I think this is a fine watch. And this one in particular that I bought, the 44 millimeter regular watch 4, I think is the best of them all. I just think it looks better and it fits pretty nicely, even as a bigger watch, because you get great battery life and all that stuff. So I think they are like the watches you should consider if you're buying a Wear OS watch.
The only watches you should consider, man.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about the Gen 6 in a little bit, but they're kind of like, this is it. They got all the newest tech and they're priced really well. Like the 40 millimeter watch 4 that you tested, that starts at $250. That seems like a steal. I last year, the Galaxy Watch 3 started at $400, which is pretty wild. This 44 millimeter is $280, and then the Classic starts at, I think, at $350 and then goes up another. Like that rotating physical crown for some reason adds $100. I don't really understand it because everything else is the same, but pretty decent deal for all the tech you're getting in here.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my time. This is the first time I've used a smartwatch in what feels like years. I've just sort of let you handle it because I really wasn't into fitness or anything. But now with my personal life trying to get into shape, I'm like, oh man, I really wish I had a freaking smartwatch just to like see how many calories I was burning a day or how many steps I was taking or whatever. Had a really good time with the watch. I thought it was nice. I had the 40 millimeter watch 4, and it was pretty good battery life wise. It's definitely, you have to charge it at night, and yeah, it's just sort of what I expected anyway. And I was also using it with a Pixel device, so I wasn't able to use a couple of the things. Like, I didn't use the ECG, although I'm also like scared to like use the ECG or something. It's kind of
frightening, actually.
Yeah, I don't want it to tell me that I'm about to die or something like that. I also did not appreciate the body composition percentage stuff that it shows you. Like,
yeah,
it was trying to tell me like I didn't like it. It was very rude. So I'm gonna stay away from that. I'm seriously considering getting another one. The bigger one, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Like, but besides the tracking stuff, like, do I need constant like notifications on my phone? So I don't know. Maybe I just turn all that crap off. I don't know. But other than that, yeah, if you're considering a Wear OS device, I say get one of these. I don't even think you should consider anything else, just because I still don't think we don't really have an idea. Well, later. When exactly like Gen 6 from Fossil or some of these other devices may see the new Wear OS, and that could be a pretty different experience considering these watches have the One UI skin on top. So really hard to tell, really hard to say. Mm-hmm. But for now, if you just want something now, you might as well get one of these devices.
And to be clear, so Tim was saying how he used it on a Pixel. I did too. I also used it with the Fold 3 for a little bit. And he mentioned the, like, you're missing some feature. And I feel like there's been this story kind of running where everyone's like, well, if you want the best experience, you have to have a Samsung phone, otherwise it's limited. And like, that's actually not true. There are two things you don't get: the ECG and blood pressure monitoring, which I don't even think the blood pressure monitoring is in the US yet. So you're missing one thing. The only other thing that I guess is maybe a limitation, and this is just the watch in general, is if you want to use Google Fit over Samsung Health, you don't get like continuous heart rate monitoring, but it's a Samsung watch. They want you to use their app. So the only things you're missing, again, ECG and blood pressure whenever that comes. So when you hear this like, well, it's totally limited if you don't use a Samsung watch, that's not true at all. I use it on my Pixel 5 almost the whole time. And I just installed Samsung Health and I got all the tracking and everything. The only thing I didn't get was the ECG. Like that's it. And so I guess it's super limited then, but trust me, it's not. You can use it on any Android phone and you'll get lots of stuff. You just have to use Samsung Health, which, you know, it's their watch. Of course, they want you to use their service. So yeah, please don't listen to the people that say it's super limited and there's nothing. Like, that's not true.
Yeah, that's fake news.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't dabble in that stuff. Yeah, we don't dabble in misinformation. Ben Jacobs is asking, how the heck does it do blood pressure? Well, if you weren't familiar, so the Watch 4 has a feature where it'll actually tighten the straps around your wrist, and then it'll let loose. And yeah, I don't know. Does it do blood pressure? Did you mean blood oxygen?
No, blood pressure.
Oh, blood pressure. Gosh, I don't even know.
It does it in a couple of countries. I think in Korea it does it already. So it'll use that Samsung Health app, which you can't install on anything but Samsung phones. Mm-hmm. And you may have to actually first almost like prime it with like a real blood pressure thing to like sort of calibrate it, and then it'll track it from there on. It seriously, it's supposed to. I'm not just making this up, but it's just not really here yet. So you haven't seen anyone like try to show it off or anything. I don't think it's in the US. So anyway, it's not limited. But yeah, you can do pretty much everything. This one, by the way, the 44 millimeter, I know you think it's huge. It fits okay on my wrist. I have pretty skinny wrist. It like the display on this one looks so good because it's just a little bit bigger. And when I tested the watch classic, because it has that physical rotating bezel, there's like this, the display's like down a little bit because the bezel's on top. Whereas this one, the display is right at the very top. Like I think if anyone's considering one of these watches, I think this specific one, the 44 millimeter regular watch four, is the watch to get. And it still has like a digitally touch bezel, and it sucks, by the way. The digital touch bezel on this is not as good as the old watch twos. But the display just looks incredible and the size is good. It's not really thick. Like I was testing the TicWatch E3 this week and it's such a thick, ugly watch. This thing is thin and battery life's nice. Great on this bigger one. Yeah. So does this like change where Wear OS is and where it goes? I mean, I don't know. Like I said, Samsung doesn't really talk about it being Wear OS. They're not. It's just like with Samsung phones. They don't really talk a lot about the Android version. They talk about the One UI version mostly. Samsung wants you to care about Samsung stuff, and with this they kind of want you to care about Samsung stuff, so that's fine. But yeah, if you want a Wear OS watch, I don't know why you would buy anything but one of these. There's four options, four price points, multiple colors. You could kind of get one that works for you. It'll work on your Android watch. I'd imagine at some point they'll probably push that ECG app to the Google Play Store and you'll probably have access to that too. We haven't like had that confirmed by anything, but I would imagine they would try to do that. So yeah, great little watches. Great little watches for sure. I think they did a nice job. I don't know that, you know, you'll notice that it's Wear OS if you've been coming from a Samsung watch, and maybe that's the point. And if you're coming from a Wear OS watch to this, things will look different. But hey, at least you can access all your Google apps. So that's all I got.
Yeah, man, I think that's pretty much all there is to say. They even got me kind of wanting one again. So I'm kind of bummed that Samsung is asking for it back. When I send back this other one, I might say, hey, do you happen to have a 44 millimeter I can try out?
Just to that try.
Way, yeah, just to try before I go dropping actual money on stuff.
Well, you know, we talked about how the prices are good, but you're still dropping, you know, $300 on a watch, which is still a lot of money. And if you're not going to like end up using it or liking it, like that's not just, you know, that's a lot of money to just be throwing around. Like all I needed one because we need one to have in house. I'll send the review unit back. But and we need to have one because it's Wear OS 3. But I also plan on wearing this guy quite a bit, probably, after I get done reviewing the TicWatch E3.
Freaking TicWatch.
And maybe one day a Fossil Gen 6. I don't know. That's kind of it for Samsung stuff. Should we talk about Pixel stuff a little bit?
Let's talk about some real exciting stuff.
Yeah. Well, before we do that, so like Ben just mentioned, if the Pixel Watch is good, to be honest, I do not think there's a Pixel Watch. There is zero evidence that a Pixel Watch exists. I know like that's kind of what people are going, I don't like the Samsung UI and I don't really want to stick with Samsung. I want like a, you know, an actual Wear OS watch that doesn't have a big skin or whatever. I mean, Google has said nothing and shown zero evidence that there is a Pixel Watch. Other than rumors just floating about, there is zero. And Zach just said, aka Fitbit. So Fitbit also, that is not coming for a long time, as far as I know. Fitbit just announced a new Charge fitness tracker, the Charge 5, I believe it is. It looks really nice. It does all sorts of crazy metrics and stuff. It actually looks really cool. I'm hoping to get one, actually, so we can do some reviews on that. But they mentioned when they announced the new Fitbit Charge 5 that they are still working on Wear OS watches and they have absolutely zero plans to announce anything soon. So it sounds like those are way off in the future. And on top of that, they also mentioned, because when Google bought them, they said, we're going to bring all of the Fitbit software to Wear OS devices that currently exist. And they had nothing to announce there either. They said, yeah, we're still going to do that, but we don't know when. So Fitbit is going to join Wear OS someday with a watch and all of that. And We just don't know when. So Samsung and Google have not said this, as far as I know, to anyone, but it sure looks like Samsung talked them into giving them this exclusive Wear OS 3 for like a year. That is pretty much what it looks like. They told all the other Wear OS guys, you can't really have this until the end of 2022. With Fitbit not having anything ready and no Pixel Watch coming that we know of, it looks like Google and Samsung basically signed a deal that said you get this for a year on your own and then everyone else will start making stuff. That's, again, they have not said that. That's just kind of what it looks like.
If that is true, I cannot think of anything more dirty and rude of Google to do. And I get, like, Google, they've ditched the whole, like, do no evil stuff.
For sure.
They're just a mean company. I'm considering the work just that, say, mean. Fossil did to even keep the Wear OS platform alive. And then just say, oh, well, we got Samsung now. Like, it's this, we got this shiny new thing. It's so annoying to me. And when you really want, you introduce this whole new kind of new platform, and then to say, yeah, except it's only going to be available on these specific watches. It just goes against everything I thought kind of like the Android platform has been over the years, right? Where any company could sort of offer up, you know, what it is that Google was selling in their own sort of way. So, yeah, I agree with Ben. Google is big meanie sometimes. But, yeah, it's annoying as someone who wants to get back into the Wear OS game, but maybe wants to check out what else may be out there from someone else besides Samsung, because, like, oh, the rich get richer, man. That's just all there is to it, dude. The rich get richer, and I'm just getting fatter. So
it's just it's unfortunate that we just won't get to see what anyone else does for a while. It sure seems like.
Yeah, well, here I was thinking Wear OS was like literally dead. So, I mean, it's better than that.
See, this doesn't look like the hugest watch ever, does it?
No, it looks good. Gosh.
Here it is. It's not that tall either. It's a pretty nice watch.
It's not a bad looking watch.
It's not bad. Anyway.
And the bands we use, just so everyone knows, I use Barton bands. I was using an Elite silicone band as well as a Canvas strap.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, Barton on Amazon.com. Feel free to use some type of affiliate link so I get paid.
I feel like this is from like a Galaxy Watch Active 2. I think this might be an official band from that. I think. Nice. Anyway, it's super soft silicone. The bands that come on these
watches are terrible.
They're so bad.
They are bad, like, straps, man.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
I don't. Yeah, the first thing you do when you buy a Galaxy Watch 4, either any model, is you change the band. And they're all 20 millimeters, by the way. I know some people didn't want to believe us when we told them that. They're all 20 millimeters, all four sizes, big, small, whatever.
So weird.
But yeah, the band has this weird.
It like sticks out. It's
so awful. They put this like extra bit of like rubber in here, and so it can't. It can't flex around your wrist. Like, see how it just pokes out from the lugs? It's so weird. So if you have any sort of wrist that's not huge, like, this thing will not wear properly. So change your band. Mm. And again, they're all 20 millimeters, and there's a million bands out there. So
probably maybe even like tens of millions. there's a lot of different bands out there. But Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N. Barton bands, they're good, man. Check them out.
Yeah,
they're highly recommend.
All right, before we jump into Pixel 6, we had a couple donos. Is that what you were just about to do?
That's exactly what I was going to. Great minds think likes.
Maj Hates All dropped another 5 when we were talking about Oregon air conditioning. Said the lack of air conditioning is something I'm still getting used to. That and the smoke. I'm in Bend, so it's an adjustment. Oh yeah, welcome to Bend too, by the way. I mean, we're in Portland, but Bend's awesome.
Bend's great.
Yeah, the smoke and heat are a bit much out here in Oregon. It's not why we that's not what we're used to here. We're not built for heat and smoke.
Yeah, for anyone who wants to visit Oregon, Bend is like one of those fantastic places, because if you go in the winter, you've got the skiing and the snowboarding. If you go in the summer, you got the fishing and the hiking and all this crazy. Bend is like they've got all four seasons over there. Very lucky.
And all the beer. All the freaking beer. It's just a great beautiful
food in that town.
Yeah. Yeah, love Ben. Yeah. So enjoy that. Robert Merrill dropped $5 and says, you guys are so good. I appreciate it. Well, thank you. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for the dono.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk Pixel 6 quickly. We've been talking Samsung for almost an hour. So Pixel 6. I don't have a Pixel 6. Pixel
5. Like, what in the hell are you doing?
This is a Pixel. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't pull out my secret Pixel 6 right now.
Pixel 6 Pro is still in there. There it is.
Yeah. Pixel 5 still. So Pixel 6, let's see. We learned a couple of new things. So Google has apparently told all of its suppliers to prepare for big time sales, at least big time if you're Google. So Nikkei reported that they've told suppliers to prepare for at least a 50% more production capacity versus 2019, which was apparently their record year. And that record year included Pixel 3, 3A, and 4, I think, kind of. It was like an overlapping thing. And they sold 7 million.
Dude, I was going to say. I was going to say, oh, man, so they're expecting like 20,000 sales. Holy shit. Oh, man.
As I was writing this thing out, I was like, that does not say their record is 7 million Pixel phones in an entire year.
Damn it.
Apple and Samsung sell 7 million like every other day. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, they're fairly expecting record 50% more production versus 2019. So anyway, I mean that shows that they're expecting these phones to be good, or they're going to put a marketing budget behind them. And they've already told us there'll be a marketing budget behind them. So they'll push them, and they apparently see massive opportunity there because they're the only US phone maker or something like that. Because no one considers Motorola anymore. Even though Motorola still has headquarters here and stuff like that. Like Lenovo just makes all that crap now. So I believe Motorola still has like an engineering team here and things like that. And they probably do develop some stuff here. But I don't think anyone necessarily considers them. Anyway, Google thinks they're only the US Android smartphone maker, I should say. And they see big opportunity there. Which is weird because I don't know how you really like push that. Like they're not like assembling them here, you know.
Well,
so
I guess
whatever.
It's Google and Blue, BLU Blue. I think they're in Florida, right? If they haven't gotten some type of like antitrust
spyware,
I don't know.
So anyway, big things Google is expecting. I hope big things happen there.
I was just going to say, I could not be. I was just going to let everyone know that I will be unapologetically like a Pixel fanboy this year. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm so ready for the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. Finally, I think Google listened and was like, okay, I think Tim was complaining enough that he doesn't want like a mid-range Pixel device. He wants like a real flagship device. We're going to finally upgrade the camera. We haven't done that in a few years. Let's go ahead and do that. And that coupled with the Android 12, I think I wrote about this. I mean, like, this was Pixel 6 plus Android 12, its own silicon. I mean, this is going to be like freaking, this is the masterpiece device that I've been waiting for all these years. So, and if it lives up to that, I don't care if it's got like a blue shift. I don't care if it's got some other nonsense. Like, give them all to me then. That's fine. I'll take them. So, I'm hyped for this device.
Yeah, it's when we heard earlier in the year that they were making their own chip and all that stuff, we went, okay, this is going to be the story of the year on Android. And as we get closer and they've been teasing a little bit and they showed us what it looked like, it's all I'm looking forward to. The Fold 3 is great. The Flip 3 looks great. Yeah. These new watches are great. All that stuff. But all I want is to get my hands on a Pixel 6 and hope that Google did it right. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that, I'm still using a Pixel 5 because I like the size and all of this phone. But like you said earlier, Android 12 is so good. And I know this experience that I love here should get better on a Pixel 6 we'll probably just go full fanboy there. And I apologize now for when we do that, because it will not be fun for those of you who aren't in the Pixel 6 game, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I plan on doing so many like stupid fluff pieces for that phone, and not only pieces, but like I plan on doing more videos too. Watch the Droid Life YouTube absolutely blow up because of the Pixel 6. I'm going to be doing freaking 5 reasons to buy. You won't believe what I found in the Pixel 6. All this crazy nonsense.
You're going to make videos going like this.
Dude, the YouTube game is going to be so
God, YouTubers
strong.
Suck.
With an arrow, with a in the thumbnail, arrow pointing up to it and stuff. Like, is anyone else sick of YouTube? Like, God, I think it's like a cancer on society, but that's just me.
We've got to work on our poses, YouTubers.
I know. Why are you so good at it if you haven't been practicing it yourself? What's so funny is, like, I mean, I do it as, like, I had a reaction channel there for a little bit, and I would do the thumbnails, and I would always do it as, you know, I would do it ironically. Except, like, those are the videos that got great hits.
They
the
are,
ones
yeah.
where I had a
That's
stupid
why everyone does it.
Thumbnail. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Didn't Linus from Linus Tech Tips, didn't he actually tell her? Because he does those thumbnails. And I'm pretty sure he said, like, he, I don't know if he made a video about it or what he did, but he basically said, like, look, we A-B tested this, basically, where if we did stupid faces versus no faces, like, what videos got the best? And, like, they fully tested, I believe. And he goes, we all, if we did the stupid faces, he was like, our videos outperformed any of the other one. And so, like, I think he was like, open and upfront. I was like, if we do the stupid video or the stupid thumbnails, everyone clicks on it. So I apologize, but we're going to just keep doing the stupid ones because everyone clicks on this crap. So, like, there's a reason why everyone does. And he was like, yeah, this is why. Yeah. See, he, yeah. See, Nikolai says he made a video about it. I haven't watched it. I've just heard, like, I've seen enough people reference it. Like, you'll go on Reddit and there'll be a Linus video and somebody goes, stupid thumbnail. And they're like, it's because he's already talked about why he does them. Yeah.
So that's all hysterical. And then Ben, like, said the funniest thing I've seen all day. He said, Pixel 6 drop test from the top of Mr. Beast's house. And he buys me a Tesla. I mean, it's just like, that's the shit you see on YouTube.
I mean, it's so
dude.
Dumb. YouTube is so dumb. Yeah.
I hate, why is everyone buying each other Teslas? No one's bought me a Tesla. It's really pissing me off, dude. Oh man. Anyway, the rich get richer. The rich get richer.
Oh, anyway, man.
I mean,
Moshades all drops another $5, by the way. It says the streets need a Tim shockingly looking at a Pixel 6. Yeah. We probably will. Like, we should do it just once. I feel like we kind of have to.
I will.
Like, when we get the two pixels, I'm like on each side of the face, like, you won't believe what phones we have. And like, people are doing the thing now where they don't have, like, if you go look at, like, Pixel 6 YouTube right now, you'll see some guy that had, like, he photoshopped a Pixel 6 render in his hand. He's like, you won't believe what's happening with the Pixel 6. Like, he has it. And he's like, you're just so stupid, dude. It's
I've already
so
got
stupid.
It. I've got it mapped out. So when we do our unboxing for the Pixel 6, it'll be that face, but then, and it'll be like a black, it'll be blacked out with a question mark on it of the phone. And then the title will be unboxing, like, phone of the year, and you won't know what it is, but of course it's a Pixel 6. Like, that'll
you're giving them all the ideas now. Everyone already stole our first 10 things idea, but
crap. Yeah. It's all right, they can have that one. I got plenty more. Oh man, it's I love YouTube, but I hate YouTube.
Okay, so a couple other Pixel 6 things. I think this happened while I was gone, but Reuters must have reported that they're going to use a Samsung modem for millimeter wave. So they're, like, fully ditching Qualcomm. That seems like pretty big news. And then earlier this week, Android police said that the new Pixel stand will have 23-watt wireless charging, which is a huge upgrade because the original Pixel stand was 10-watt and it sucks. 23-watt wireless charging is fantastic, even though mine just sits by my bed and I just put it there and it slow trickle charges all night, which is fine. Mm. So anyway, big things happening in Pixel 6 land. Very exciting.
A bunch of big things. We had a couple of questions coming in that I wanted to get to. One was Stefan says, serious question, are you guys gonna maybe get an iPhone 13 to try? That was sort of the talk. We had mentioned it sort of before we knew the Pixel 6 was going to be what it was probably going to be, because we expect the iPhone 13 to really be an upgrade, have an always-on display. I think there was a couple other things. Higher refresh rate for the display, that would probably be pretty amazing. And those phones are already so gosh darn smooth. Can you imagine an iPhone with higher refresh rate too? It's going to look really nice. And then now I hear that you can use satellites to call people if you don't have cell service. Like, that, like, that matters for anybody in America.
If you're, like, out hiking, Tim, it matters.
It does. I get that. But 98% of the time, you're not going to need to talk to a satellite.
iPhone, the hiker phone, yeah.
And I saw like stocks for some company like shot up like crazy, so, nice. Like some satellite company or whatever because of that report. Like, oh my God. Anyway, then there was something else. Yeah, we had $5 donut from No Seeds B says, I'm on the highway. I'm on the highway in Maine. Can't listen now. What's good, gents?
What's good, No Seeds?
What's good?
It's been a while.
Stay safe on the highway in Maine, man. I hear that's a sketchy place this time of year. But yeah, and then Barber. Shout out to Barber who said stonks. Stonks is literally my favorite meme of all time. I love stonks because I don't get stonks at all. So like, that's me. That guy is me. I want to get crypto. I want to understand stonks. I just don't get stonks.
I'm just holding Doge. That's all.
I'm holding, dude, to the moon, baby. I've got my $5 worth and I'm just waiting to retire.
Just holding Doge. One day in like 17 years, maybe Doge will be worth something.
Yeah, it's so funny. My hillbilly neighbors, shout out to my hillbilly neighbors, they're into crypto. And I'm like, you guys understand this stuff? And they're like, oh, yeah, I got a Doge like years ago. And I was like, what are you talking about? So crazy hillbilly neighbors.
Crazy times. Back on that iPhone stuff. So yeah, like there was a time where Tim and I were just getting so bored at early on in the year with all the Android phones that had dropped that we were like really worried and thought we were both going to be switching to an iPhone 13. I sort of secretly bought an iPhone 12 not that long ago, several months ago actually now. And I've used iPhone 12 off and on for a number of months, kind of as like a secondary phone, took it with me. I don't think I want anything to do with an iPhone 13, to be honest. iOS is, when you've used Android this long, iOS is a nightmare to use. The not having a true back button gesture thing, the notification situation will make you so mad if you come from an Android phone. So and iOS, what, there's a new one coming out, is it 15 or whatever? I've got the beta running, so they're not changing enough to make it good either. I've used that. And so, yeah, I kind of don't think we'll be dipping in the old iPhone 13 world, even though I'm sure it's going to be great display and always on display stuff. But the OS is freaking awful. I can't handle it.
Yeah, if there's somewhere out here in the droid life world who wants to give me some freaking stonks tips, like, I'll gladly do some trades. You just have to literally tell me everything to do. Like, if I give you $50, could we maybe flip it into 1,000 like within a week? If we could do that, like, I'll give you 25% commission. That seems pretty good, right? So
nobody giving those tips away.
Somebody teach me stonks. I see the graphs and I'm like, oh, that's good, right? I just don't get it. Buy, sell, low, high, red, green, whatever. Yeah. What else was I going to say? I'm totally right there with you on the iOS stuff, man. Like, I keep wanting to be that Android guy who's like, oh, Android blogger tries iOS after 10 years. And shout out to BGR.
The worst content ever. But they're not the only ones that make it. That's for sure.
I'm freaking, yeah. Every time I want to do that, Kellen reminds me of how stupid it is.
Like, so dumb.
I don't do it. But yeah,
like I've had the phone for like 3 months and I'm like, I'm not going to write that content. It is so stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shout out to the people who are saying just buy low and sell high.
Because you always know when it's low. Yeah.
That's the problem. I need someone to tell me that something is low. How do I know? Easy. I don't want to look at historical charts of like where stonks are. I just need to be literally told when to sell and when to buy. So if you want to do that and make commission, let me know if you want to tell me what to do. I need to hire like a financial advisor or something. I don't know.
That would probably be smart. Yeah.
Nah, a fiduciary, right? Is that what that word is? Fiduciary.
Fiduciary.
Someone who like works for me and not like a company. I don't know. I'm not big into money, guys. I'll be honest. I'm sort of like a backwoods kind of guy. I kind of want to just give up the whole tech thing and just live off the wood, live off the land. That's my dream. That's
same,
my
actually.
Dream, dude.
I watched a video yesterday on YouTube of this couple who like bought a place on an island that was remote and it was off grid. And and they like have to take a boat to get back. And apparently a lot of people live on this island, and they built their own little like 1,000 square foot hut and a bathroom and shower outside. And
dude,
they're just living off the land. And I was like, that actually looks really nice, but I don't know what I would do all day. I was like, don't you guys have to work? Like, what do you guys do for work?
No bills. What bills do they have?
I guess not. Yeah, when you're living off the land, you know. I mean, you have to buy food.
No, you grow your own farm.
They did grow some veggies and stuff.
Yeah. I just have to start, you know, killing chickens, and that would really like it. So I haven't been eating pork this year, you know, because I love pigs. But chickens, I don't really mind so much. Ring them. But yeah.
Anyways, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Oh, we were talking Pixel and iPhone. We need to wrap up so we can do trivia. Material U stuff rolling out. If you have Gmail and Android 12 and Chrome beta and stuff, you're starting to get Material U colors in there, which is fun. Samsung announced that their Android 12 beta One UI 4 will come on the Galaxy S21 series this month. So in September, probably towards the end. I mean, Google hasn't even like released Android 12 yet. And once they do, then Samsung usually jumps in. So that'll happen. Quickly, the Fossil Gen 6. I mentioned we would talk about this. I don't have one. They didn't send me a review unit or anything yet. Hopefully one day they will. The Fossil Gen 6 is announced. It's official. It's a $300 Wear OS watch. It runs the Snapdragon Wear 4100 Plus, which is no different than the 4100 and the Mavoy Tick watches that have been out, except it has this extra co-processor, but everything else is the same. Michael Kors also announced their versions because they're part of Fossil. Of course, they run Wear OS 2, and they won't get Wear OS 3 for maybe a year, as far as we know. It has upgrades everywhere, like a better display, OLED, richer, brighter colors, SpO2 tracking, which it didn't have before, Bluetooth 5. It looks nice. They upgraded the pin charging because the pin chargers on their old watches used to just fall off. They have 44 mil and 42 mil models. They look solid, rotating crown, all that stuff. Anyways, they seem kind of absolutely done for before they ever launch. And the reason I say that is old software, they're more expensive than Samsung's new watches. And Samsung's new watches have far more advanced tech in them. We're talking 5-nanometer chip in this guy that they just made. The 4100 is like a 12-nanometer chip. I mean, we're just like everywhere you look, the Samsung watches top the Fossil watch. And yet they're less expensive than the Fossil watch. So the Fossil Gen 6 is going to have a rough go of it, I feel like, once it launches. And we'll get one. We'll fully test it. We'll have some fun with it. I liked their... The Gen 5 was a nice watch. But Fossil is going to have a rough go of it. And the final topic, Ben wanted us to make sure we mentioned Sagas. Did you see the Sagas news? Were you on vacation when that dropped? The lawsuit? Mm. The fraud? Did you see all that?
Yeah, oh, I saw it. Okay. Yeah, I was the one who I reported him. I was the one in cahoots with the FBI. So
yeah. Sagas, our long running con job that we followed for a long time. Sagas got reported, they got charged with fraud by the Department of Justice out of the Attorney General, I should say, out of Utah. And so Chad Sayers, the guy who was at the helm of Sagas, has been charged personally by them. They said that he used funds for all sorts of stuff. Like he, we're just going to pull that up real quick because this is quite the story. He used, you know, funds from investors to pay off his personal credit card and pay for his car and I think pay his own mortgage and stuff like that. It's actually really bad, the long list of stuff. And he didn't disclose to investors that he'd been trying to make a phone for years and failed. And then he didn't disclose to them that they had promised all these launch dates that they kept missing, all this stuff. The U.S. government wants $10 million from Chad.
Is that it?
Yeah. Sheesh. They want 10 mil. Let's see. Yeah, they had Wrench. Remember we had a reader who used to drive by their office. Like they had that office and they had this big sign on top of this really tall tower somewhere outside of Salt Lake, I believe. And that apparently used to cost $42,000 a month. It was a 25,000 square foot office and they only had 10 employees.
I mean, you could play football games in there. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
That's huge. And they had 10 employees. Apparently they pay $2.7 million for office space. That's how much they spent over time for 10 employees to just hang out and not release anything.
Dude,
Yeah, it sounds bad. He is. I believe the trial is going right now. Yeah, I don't know what everyone's salaries are going. Probably way too high. The trial for him was going to be a 7-day trial, and it was supposed to start on the 31st. So this week we just kicked off the trial with Sagas and Chad Sayers. I do not know if there's been a ruling yet. I haven't actually looked, but it doesn't sound good. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Good riddance.
Yeah, I'm not a predictor of how lawsuits go, but it doesn't sound like Chad's in a good spot.
Open and shut case. He'll probably plead down or something. He'll offer them some stonks. I have no idea.
I can't imagine Chad has $10 million. Loser,
no, usually you spend that money on things that lose value insanely quickly, like cars.
Pay off your credit cards and buy cars and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, typically, you know, no one ever blamed criminals of being smart. So,
yeah, some of them are definitely not.
Yeah, well, you know, that sucks. You know, it was quite the journey we were on there. And
it was quite the journey. You know, we tried to talk to them at one point.
We did, they were super rude.
Chad wasn't there. We talked to some other guy and he was like, check out this demo. And we're like, no, we're just here to talk to Chad. And you're like, well, he's in another meeting. We're like, we're out of here. We don't care about the phone. We want to ask questions about why you haven't launched this phone yet.
Yeah, like they really don't want to play Riptide GT. You can shove that right up there.
We didn't want to do that.
Should have known right from the start. Given the guy's name was Chad. I don't trust Chads.
That is true. Is there any Chads in the chat? Shout out Chads in the chat.
There's no Chads in the chat.
What if there is? Some guy's going to show up right now and be like, Tim.
Oh, dude. Not again. Tim? Every time. Yeah, I mean, I say something stupid and I get in trouble. But never trust a Chad.
we'll try to keep up. We'll see what happens. And it'll probably be the last post that we'll ever do about Sagas, thankfully. It's been years, but it'll be the last one we find out what happens because, it's going on. It's going on right now, unless it's already done. Like I said, I didn't actually look to see if they had finished that thing off yet. So anyway.
Chad, I wonder, how did that start, I wonder? The whole not liking Chad. Must have done something real bad. And then he kind of gave...
I've only known one Chad in my life.
I feel like
I know
Chad. He kind
of fits the Chad. I mean, he was like... When he graduated, he was like, he's the brother of a good friend of mine. Hopefully they're not watching. I'm not going to trash on him, but he like, you know, he totally turned into kind of like a bodybuilder guy and he was just a Chad. Like
yeah, he's
was a
Chad.
He's really nice. And I grew up knowing the guy. So I promise I'm not trashing on him, but he was like, you would meet this guy. You'd be like, oh yeah, you are Chad. Like you're totally Chad.
I forgot that, of course, there is Chad Kroger from Nickelback, but he's amazing. I love Nickelback.
He's like a different kind of Chad, yeah. He's not the Chad that everyone thinks of as Chad.
He's not the freaking Monster Energy drink Chad with the big truck.
Right.
I love the freaking, it says on Wikipedia, Chad slang, not to be confused with some Chav. A Chad in internet slang is generally a sexually active alpha male.
Nice. There we go.
Sexually active alpha
male. I don't know why that has to do with it.
That's weird, man. Anyway, yeah, I don't know about Chads. I don't know about stonks. So welcome to my life, and I like Nickelback. What else we got?
That's it. It's trivia time.
Thank God.
It is trivia time. We've just got a lot of stuff to talk about. We haven't been on air in a while. There's just a lot going on, including Nickelback news, Chads, Sagas, all that stuff.
Nickelback has some freaking bangers, man. If anyone's interested, there's a great interview. Someone was interviewing Devin Townsend, who is like an amazing prog metal musician. But he talks about Nickelback. They're both from Canada. And he hangs out with Chad. And it's a really cool interview. It gives you a different perspective of Chad and Nickelback. And obviously Devin Townsend, if you know him, he's amazing. So highly recommend. Anyway, trivia time. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, it's trivia time. All right, so if you're new around here, which none of you are, I don't think, we do trivia at the end of every show. We got five questions. We'll put them up one at a time on the screen. Tim will read them out as well. And if you're watching live, that's the only way you can play. Well, that's the only way you can win. You in the YouTube chat, you just type the answer, and if you're correct, we'll shout your name out. If you're corrected first, we will shout your name out as being first, and then you'll win. And we're giving everyone $10 of Google Play credit today. Pretty simple stuff. As Tim mentioned earlier, if you're joining us late, HTC edition. So get your HTCs ready.
Yeah. Someone did the old Creed is greater than Nickelback. Oh, totally. Creed is amazing.
That was true.
Mark Tremonti is an amazing guitarist. So there's that.
There was a time where like I had some Creed on a playlist or like a burn CD. You know what I mean? Like it was that long ago.
It's no shame.
And now, no, there's definitely shame now. definitely shame now. Yeah. Creed. I mean, I would listen to Nickelback any day of the week before I listened to Creed.
What?
At What's this point in life. Not back then. Back then, I thought Creed was cooler than Nickelback. Now, no. Creed is like, what do the kids say? Cringe?
Creed is cringe? Oh, gosh. They got some amazing songs.
Oh, my God. We're the homes. What? Like, you do the. Yeah.
I mean, that's so funny. Like Mark
Tremonti. Trivia dance with arms wide open. Yeah. That should be the like the lead in theme song now.
Okay. He wrote that song at like 14 years old. It was pretty amazing.
Good for him. Good for him.
Anyway, man,
we should really get into this.
Let's get it going. Hey, good luck to everyone. We got $10 of Google Play credit for everyone who wins. So good luck.
All right. Question number one is up now.
What processor powered the HTC One? I guess this would be what the 1M7 technically. What processor powered the HTC One?
I don't even know the answer to this.
Oh, no. It's right there. Well, someone got it. Nick Fisher. The correct answer of the Snap, aka the Snapdragon 600.
So great. That's right, because the 600 series was the flagship series from those guys from Qualcomm for a while. I forgot about that. And then it switched to 800 like the next year, I believe. Mm. That's right. That's crazy.
That was a great phone. I remember like very vividly BGR. And then I think BGR started it. And then everyone else was like, this is the most beautiful Android phone ever.
Yeah. And see, I was like, I was never on the HTC One hype train. I know people loved it because they're like, it's the return of the all metal phone. It's just like an iPhone. It's beautiful. It has boom sound. Look at this thing. Yeah. And I was not, never really did it for me. You know, it just didn't.
Boom sound did not save that company.
No, it didn't.
All right. Question number two, please.
Question number two is up now.
What was the first HTC device to feature 4G LTE-izzle? Again, what was the first HTC device to feature 4G LTE?
Legendary device.
Yeah, bonus points for anyone Trevor. Who calls it the Blunderbolt. Trevor McGrath with the correct answer of the HTC Thunderbolt. Congrats, Trevor. Trevor McGrath. Are you related to...
Mark?
What was it? Yeah, Mark McGrath. Speaking of old bands that like aren't doing so well, Sugar Ray.
I feel like Mark McGrath just turned into like a game show host or something, didn't he?
Well, he hosts Sirius XM, like a show on Sirius XM, but then also he was amazing at Jeopardy, like Rock and Roll Jeopardy or whatever. So I think he was doing some type of game show stuff.
I feel like he just did stuff like that for a long, long time.
Yeah, he's the man. He's another guy who I like really admire.
He still has like the Guy Fieri haircut, doesn't he? Wasn't he like one of the original blonde spike tip guy? Yeah, he probably still has the Guy Fieri look.
Dude, I mean, he's awesome. He's like so late 90s. He's just cool.
He did a lip sync show. Yeah, I feel like that guy just continued on. He realized his thing was up in music and he just did other stuff. It was smart.
Yeah, I like him. Anyway, that was fun.
Trevor McGrath won, by the way.
When it's over. Yeah. All right. Question number three, please.
Question number three is up now.
What is the name of HTC's blockchain powered phone? Here's something I don't understand at all. Like, you think I don't get stonks? I don't get blockchain. What is the name of HTC's blockchain powered phone? Shout out to Rashad Gaddis with the quickness. He had Exodus. Yep.
Exodus.
There was like the Exodus 1, 1S. I don't care. I was just looking for Exodus. So shout out to Rashad. Congratulations.
It's really all they make anymore is Exodus phones, I think. There's been some branded HTC phones, but HTC doesn't make phones anymore. The Exodus was the thing they tried to push. I have no idea if anyone ever owned one. I hope they did.
Chain. Dude, stonks.
Crypto. Right.
Crypto. God, it just sounds lame. Anyway, I'm only mad because I don't get it, right? Like, if I got it, I'd probably be like, shut up, crypto's awesome.
But I mean, yeah, if I owned like 5 Bitcoins, I wouldn't be doing this right now. Wouldn't be doing this right now.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. All right. Question number 4, whenever you're ready.
Question number 4 is up now.
How much money did Google pay to acquire HTC's Pixel engineering team? This was big news in, 2017, I believe. How much money did Google pay to acquire HTC's Pixel engineering team? It was basically a thank you, like an injection of cash for HTC. It kind of just paid them off, and then it didn't help them at all. I'm looking for an exact figure here. It was a... Okay, nice. Some people have the answer. Excellent. The first person with 101 billion wins. And that would be Jackson.
You mean 1.1 billion?
Yeah, what did I say?
101.
That'd be a lot of money.
That'd be a lot more than they paid.
Yeah, congratulations, Jackson. Correct answer of $1.1 billion.
We had a 1.3 in there and a 1 and a 2 and a 5 million, but 1.1 was the specific answer Tim was looking for.
So real quick, so everyone, we do this, we kind of have like our questions in a Google Doc, and Jackson has won so many times, so when I put Jackson down, it autofills in his last name. So congratulations, Jackson.
It did do that.
Yeah, classic.
1.1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
I feel like every other year we hear like, well, this Pixel phone is the first one that HTC guys built. We're like, wait, didn't they buy them like a long time ago?
Yeah, Ben is asking if he's autofilled. Yes, it is. Wow, nice.
It's autofilling cool. For you. I can't see that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it autofills for me. So let's see if Ben wins. Maybe it's a freaking sign. Anyway, we've got question 5 here. It's the last one. Your last chance, everyone, to win $10 of Google Play credit. You could rent a movie or buy an app or a game or a book.
Okay, question 5 is up now.
Who co-founded and had the role of CEO from 2004 to 2014 at HTC?
Easy.
Easy money this is.
Yeah.
Jack Ma. No, not Jack Ma. No.
How is that guy doing, by the way? I feel like
he's not doing great, if I'm not mistaken. He's been losing a lot of money, but probably still a billionaire.
All right. Who are you going with here?
Well, I'm going with Peter Chow.
Carrie's got a misspelling there. Never mind. Carrie was back again without the R.
Yeah,
all right,
Carrie. Nice, good job. Carrie, I was going to give it to him anyway. I don't know who Carrie W is, so Carrie W, you are a winner today.
Carrie W, congratulations, Peter Chow.
Yeah, Jack Ma. Don't think he's not doing good, is he? He knows.
No,
stocks.
I think China was basically like, you're too rich. And we are going to not let you be so rich and powerful anymore. Isn't that? Somebody could correct me on that. I don't totally know the Jack Ma situation, but it sounds like China was like, no.
Oh, yeah. Jack Ma's not doing so hot.
I thought he disappeared, but I think he's back. Maybe.
Imagine being that rich. I just... Dude, if I had that much money, I'd disappear too. I mean, right?
Yeah, I don't know that it was like a by choice disappearance.
Yeah, I can't comment on any of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Google it if you want to, guys. It's a pretty interesting story.
I'm not about to have my website blacklisted in China. That's the last thing I need.
I'm sure they can blacklist us if they want. It's fine.
So fantastic. Well, we've got our 5 winners. Hope everyone had a blast. I need to hear from Nick Fisher, Trevor McGrath, who is related to the... what's his name again?
Mark,
thank you.
Mark.
Shout out to Mark McGrath, my bad man. Rashad Gaddis, Jackson, I don't even try anymore, Neetert. And Peter Chow. And I'm going to go pick up an Oculus.
This is the OG Vive controller. Look at that thing. It's like hanging on my wall. The headset's there too. I just can't reach it. Definitely like an inch of dust on it. It's gross.
Ooh, someone wants our Twitter handles. Boom. They are at Timotato and at I am Kellix. This was fun.
Good show. Good to see everyone again. Tons of donos, by the way. Thanks for all the donos.
Yeah, seriously. It was sad not being with you. I know I had vacation, I had family visiting, and then Kellen had vacation. And it was a really good timing because it was right before we had to do all the Samsung stuff. So
yeah, perfect timing on our part, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're being asked if we have our fantasy teams ready. Yeah, pretty much just everyone on the San Francisco 49ers and their defense. And I win. I mean, that's how that works, right? Stonks. So
yeah, I quit fantasy a long, long time ago. Actually, don't really watch much NFL anymore anyway. So
that's so funny. I started watching highlights of or like clips of The League on YouTube. Mm. Very funny show. Very funny. Nikolai is asking if we hate android police riders. Are they your mortal enemies? No, not at all.
No. That's really funny.
That's so great. I used to
see those guys at shows and stuff all the time. Yeah.
Exactly. I may have offended David at one point. I feel like I might have been buzzed or something. I might have smacked his ass one time, and he probably didn't like that. Like, I'm a really friendly guy sometimes, and I might get too familiar with people, and they probably don't like that.
I mean, I've met those guys several times, had nice conversations with them. I totally have no issue with those guys at all.
I like all those guys. Really,
9 to 5 Google guys are great.
Yes, they're
really
great.
Like those guys.
Really like the Fandroid guys. I think a lot of them have sort of dispersed and have gone on to other things.
But
the old Fandroid team was solid. I don't think met many of the new guys, but there's a lot of great people in this industry. Yes, next headline: Tim assaults Android police. That's basically what it felt like at the time. It was like a briefing. Someone's asking if we've met MKBHD. Yeah, Marquez, we've met him.
Good guy. Remember, I don't know if I think we've told the story, but we were at I.O., like one of the early I.O.s, and Google dropped a new version of Android, and Marquez was like, can you guys flash this on my phone and root it for me? Like, he had like some old Nexus, and we were like, yeah, come to the room, because we stayed in a hotel right by there. We're like, Marquez, come up here. We rooted his phone and flashed it all. Like, that actually happened. And I'm not just making that up. But yeah, no. He's a really nice dude, too.
Super nice guy. Very nice guy. Lincoln says, it's the Android Central ones you hate. Who's that? Never heard of them.
I don't really think I hate anyone in the industry.
So. Hate is such a strong word. I don't have time to hate anybody.
We just all kind of do our own thing. I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, there's definitely like some sites that we've hung out with more, but like, whatever, man. I don't have time to hate other people in the industry.
Yeah. Someone's at a wait, so Marquez is fake. No, not at all. I think it was before. Yeah, I don't think that's what we were trying to get at there.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. No, he just like, it was early on and we were the root bros at the time.
We were the root bros. Yeah, he just wanted help flashing something onto his phone. We were like, oh, we could do that in like 2 seconds. Not a problem. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But yeah,
he's not a good fake. Dude. He's quite knowledgeable.
And he's like I would just say he's a genuine dude. I mean, like the guy you get on videos
humble,
and you see you talking around.
Humble.
Yeah, like really nice guy, so.
Plus he has a fantastic team of people surrounding him. There's David Eimel, who I think is a photographer and videographer for him, and like an info guy. Super nice guy.
Super nice dude.
Yeah, shout out to David. He's good people. There's a lot of good people in this industry.
There is.
Oh. Yeah. And yeah, freaking, he was back in the day, I was doing a podcast called The Tato Show, and Marquez was like one of my first guests, and it's by far the most viewed of all the Tato Show episodes.
Android Life Show. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hundreds
like
of
it's
thousands.
Like, yeah, hundreds of thousands of views on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you attach his name to anything and it's going to be successful. So shout out to him for sure.
God, all that stuff happened so long ago. Been doing this a long time.
Yeah. Jesus. Seriously. It's been a while.
All right.
Time to go off into the woods.
It really is time to go off into the woods.
It is, dude.
Well, you know, we'll hopefully do another show again soon. We'll probably, you should expect though is like reviews of these things, like next week, Flip and Z Fold 3 reviews. I should have a TicWatch E3 review dropping soon. I reviewed these guys this week, the old OnePlus Buds Pro, nice set of buds. And then we're just kind of waiting for Pixel 6 to get here, which should be in October because that's when it happens every year. So expect that. There's just a bunch of stuff happening. And, you know, Tim and I are going to, we're just telling you now, we're going full Pixel 6 fanboy. So prepare to be disgusted. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's not even going to be fun. You're being like, oh, that's kind of funny. No, it's not going to be funny. You're like, ew, this is kind of gross. Like, what are they doing?
Will you guys please stop? This is weird.
Why do they start sweating every time they talk about the Pixel 6? It's getting weird.
Dude, we have day jobs, Nikola. This is it right here. I mean, not podcasting. This is part of the day job.
Yeah.
I mean, we do, you know, this full time. Yeah. It's what we've been doing.
Our YouTube channel's got like 400,000 subscribers, man. I don't know. Day job.
It does.
I'm going to just upload Pixel 6 videos the rest of the year. That's I'm not even writing for Droid Life anymore.
It's just like deep down in there. Serious. You won't believe this phone.
I really need to work on my Photoshop skills, man. I'm getting there, though. I'm going to get there. So, you got
just
it.
Just one got eye it. Out there. Like... anyway.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Yes, it's been a lovely show. Congrats to the winners. Congrats to everyone who bought a Z Fold 3 or Flip 3 or Watch 4. Fantastic devices all around.
Ooh, Nikola, you want to make some thumbnails for me, man? Shoot me an email, tim@droidlife.com. We can talk thumbnails for sure. Maybe you can teach me some, teach me how to make them. I don't know. Anyway.
All right, we really got to go.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining, everyone. We'll be back very soon, hopefully. Lots of stuff to review. We love you guys. Bye.